Welcome to our deep dive, you guys, into the world of energy healing. We're going to be looking at Atiya Lee's book, Awaken Your Inner Healer.
The great book for beginners.
Yeah, for beginners. And like you said, we actually got this as a request from one of our listeners who is really interested in energy healing and thought this would be a good place to start. So
absolutely,
we're going to break it down for you.
Yeah.
And point out some of the most interesting parts of this book. And I think one of the things that I really liked about it right off the bat is that it's not saying that this should replace traditional medicine.
Right.
It's saying this is something that can work alongside that.
Yeah, this is really more about self-healing and about empowering yourself to take control of your own well-being.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, when they hear energy healing, they're like, oh, that's a little too woo-woo for me.
Mm-hmm.
But this book kind of breaks it down in a way that makes it feel very accessible.
Very approachable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it does a good job of explaining some of those concepts that might seem a little out there at first, like the idea of an energy body.
Right.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things that really intrigued me when I started reading the book, this idea that we have this energy body that exists beyond our physical body and that it has these systems like chakras and meridians that can influence our well-being in all sorts of ways.
It's fascinating, and it's kind of like a quiet current that's flowing beneath the surface.
Right.
And when there are blockages in that flow, it can lead to imbalances that show up in our physical body, our emotions, even our mental state.
Yeah, and the book does a good job of kind of giving a sense of like, okay, if there is a blockage, here's how it might manifest in different areas of your life. So I think it's a good starting point for people who are just kind of curious about what energy healing is all about.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's dive into some of those core concepts that the book lays out.
Yeah.
So first of all, what exactly is this energy body?
Okay, so the energy body, it's basically this network of subtle energies that affect not just our physical body, but also our emotions, our mind, and even our spiritual well-being. It's all interconnected.
Right.
And it's constantly influencing us, even if we're not aware of it.
So it's not just about like our physical organs and systems.
Yeah.
There's this whole other layer of energy at play.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. So the book breaks down the energy body into three main components: chakras, meridians, and the aura. Let's start with chakras, because I've heard of them, but I'm not really sure I understand what they are.
Okay, so chakras, think of them as these spinning wheels of energy. They're located along your spine.
Okay.
And each chakra is associated with different aspects of our well-being. They're kind of like these energetic hubs that regulate different parts of our physical, emotional, and spiritual selves.
Okay, so like little power centers.
Exactly.
So if one of these wheels gets stuck or blocked or something, it can throw things off balance.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So are there like specific chakras that are especially important to focus on?
Yeah. So Lay describes seven main chakras in the book, but let's just focus on a few that I think will really resonate with you. How about we start with the root chakra?
Okay. The root chakra. I've definitely heard of that one.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
So the root chakra is all about feeling grounded and secure in the world.
Okay.
It's our foundation. It's our connection to the earth.
Hmm.
So when our root chakra is balanced, we feel stable. We feel safe. We feel like we belong.
Okay. So if like my root chakra is balanced, I'm more likely to be like centered, less anxious.
Exactly.
Okay.
And when it's out of balance, you might experience anxiety and insecurity. You might have trouble focusing or concentrating.
Right.
Or you might even have some physical symptoms like lower back pain or digestive issues.
Oh, wow.
So it's really important to have a strong and balanced root chakra.
Uh-huh. Have you ever noticed in your own life when you're feeling ungrounded or extra anxious?
Absolutely.
Like, do you ever connect that back to maybe your root chakra being out of whack?
Totally. Like, when I'm feeling really stressed or overwhelmed, I notice that I start to feel kind of spacey and disconnected.
Right.
And that's usually a sign for me that I need to do some grounding work.
Interesting. Okay, so that's the root chakra. What about some of the other chakras? Which one should we explore next?
Okay, how about the heart chakra?
The heart chakra. So I'm guessing that's the one.
Located right in the center of your chest.
Yeah, and it's all about love and compassion.
You got it. It governs our ability to give and receive love, to connect with others authentically, and to feel compassion and empathy.
So if someone's heart chakra is blocked, they might have trouble forming like genuine connections.
Exactly.
They might feel closed off emotionally.
Yeah, they might struggle with trust. They might fear vulnerability.
Right.
Or they might even become overly dependent on others for validation. And the book even suggests that there might be a link between an imbalanced heart chakra and physical issues like heart problems or lung problems. It's all interconnected.
I never realized it could be that deep.
Yeah.
Wow. This is really making me rethink a lot of things. Okay, so we've talked about the root chakra for stability, the heart chakra for loving connection. What's another one that's essential to understand?
Okay, let's talk about the solar plexus chakra.
The solar plexus chakra.
This one's located in your upper abdomen, and it's all about your personal power.
Personal power. Okay,
Right.
I like that. Tell me more.
So this chakra is linked to your self-esteem, your confidence, your willpower,
Okay.
your ability to go after what you want in life. When it's balanced, you feel decisive, you feel energized, you feel capable of taking on challenges.
Okay, so if someone is like constantly doubting themselves or feeling like they don't have the energy to pursue their goals, that could be a sign of a blocked solar plexus chakra.
Exactly. And on a physical level, a blocked solar plexus chakra can manifest as digestive issues, fatigue, low energy, things like that.
It's all interconnected. Okay, this is blowing my mind. I never realized how much our energy could be affecting us on so many different levels. Okay, so we've covered chakras. What's next in our energy body tour?
Okay, so let's move on to meridians. Think of meridians as the rivers of energy that flow through your body, carrying vital force to every single cell.
Okay, so if chakras are like the energy hubs, meridians are the pathways that connect them.
That's a great way to put it. They ensure that energy is flowing to every part of your being.
Okay, so just like our blood vessels carry oxygen and nutrients,
Yes.
the meridians carry energy. So
Exactly.
what happens if those pathways get blocked?
Well, when those pathways get blocked, it can disrupt the flow of energy, and that can lead to all sorts of
Okay,
problems.
so what kind of things can cause those blockages?
Stress is a big one.
Okay.
Tension, negative emotions, even physical injuries can create blockages in the meridians.
So it's not just our physical body. Our thoughts and our feelings can actually create blockages in our energy flow.
Exactly. It's all interconnected.
Okay. Well, is there anything that we can do to help keep those meridians flowing smoothly?
Yes, absolutely. So the book highlights a simple acupressure technique
Okay.
that can be really effective for clearing those blockages and boosting your energy.
Have I ever tried acupressure? I've heard of it,
Have you ever tried it?
but I've never actually tried it.
Okay, well, this is a really simple one that you can do right now if you want.
Oh, okay, I'm done then.
Okay. So it focuses on the Hegu point, which is located in the fleshy webbing between your thumb and index finger.
Okay.
So if you just take your thumb and index finger and pinch that area,
Okay, I got it.
you'll feel a little bit of tenderness there. That's the Hegu point.
Yeah, it is a little tender.
So what you do is you just apply gentle pressure to that point for a few minutes,
Okay.
and you can do this on both hands, and it can really help to relieve stress and boost your energy.
So just pressing on that spot can actually shift my energy.
Yeah, it can be really effective. And the book emphasizes that even small practices like this, done consistently,
Right.
can make a big difference in how you feel.
Wow. Okay, that's fascinating. So we've talked about chakras, which are like the energy centers,
Yes.
meridians, which are the pathways that connect them.
Yes.
What about this thing called the aura? I'm really curious about that one.
Ah, yes, the aura. This is where it gets a little more out there for some people.
Right.
But think of your aura as a multi-layered energy field that surrounds your body.
Okay, so like an energy bubble.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it acts as both a shield protecting you from negative energy and as a mirror reflecting your internal state.
So if I'm like feeling stressed or anxious, that's going to show up in my aura.
It can.
And if I'm happy and relaxed, it'll reflect that too.
Exactly. Your aura is constantly changing,
Okay.
depending on your thoughts, your emotions, your energy levels.
Fascinating.
And the book emphasizes how important it is to keep your aura strong and clear for optimal well-being.
Okay, well, how do we do that? How do we keep our aura strong and protected?
Okay, well, the book suggests a really simple aura cleansing meditation
Okay.
using golden light. So you basically visualize this beautiful golden light dissolving any negativity or heaviness
Right.
that might be clinging to your energy field. You know, it's like taking an energetic shower.
I love that. So I can actually use visualization to cleanse and strengthen my aura.
Yes, visualization is an incredibly powerful tool in energy healing.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna have to try that. It sounds really relaxing.
It is, and it can be surprisingly effective. You know, you might feel lighter,
Yeah.
more energized, more balanced after doing an aura cleansing meditation.
I love that.
Oh.
So, okay, I'm starting to see how all these pieces of the energy body kind of fit together. We've got these chakras, these spinning energy centers connected by these meridians,
yeah.
And it's all surrounded by this protective energy field called the aura. It's like a whole new way of looking at ourselves.
Exactly. And we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, my God.
There's so much more to explore.
Okay, I'm hooked. I can't wait to delve deeper.
I know, me too.
Okay, so we've got those basics down right, those chakras and meridians and auras, but I'm all about, like, practical applications.
Yeah.
So what can we actually do with this knowledge about the energy body?
Mm.
Like, how can we use it to improve our lives?
Well, that's the beauty of Lee's book. It's full of techniques that you can actually use in your everyday life. You know, she doesn't just talk about these concepts in theory. She gives you tools to actually work with them.
Perfect. Because, honestly, who isn't looking for ways to, like, feel more balanced and energized?
Right.
So where do we start?
Well, one area that she focuses on is using energy healing to boost creativity. You know, have you ever felt like you're stuck in a creative rut? Like your ideas just won't flow?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Okay. Especially when...
Lee suggests that this could be related to your sacral chakra.
Oh, the sacral chakra. Remind me which one's that again.
It's the energy center located in your lower abdomen below your navel. And it's all about creativity, pleasure, our connection to our emotions, and our ability to express ourselves.
Oh, okay, right. So if that chakra is blocked, it can really, like, stifle our creative energy.
Exactly.
So what does the book suggest we do about it?
Well, she emphasizes the importance of engaging in activities that spark joy and get those creative juices flowing. You know, things like dancing, painting, spending time in nature, anything that helps you tap into that playful, expressive energy.
So it's not just about, like, clearing the blockage. It's also about actively feeding our creativity.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. What about, like, specific techniques? Does the book offer anything for working directly with the sacral chakra?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So Lee provides a visualization exercise where you imagine a vibrant orange light swirling in your lower abdomen.
Okay.
Energizing and activating your sacral chakra. And this can be really helpful for getting those creative juices flowing.
Have you ever worked with visualization techniques before?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I find them to be incredibly powerful. You know, it's all about using the power of your mind to direct energy and create change.
Do you think it really works?
I do. I think it takes practice, though. Like any skill, it's about incorporating those visualizations into your routine. You know, almost like a daily vitamin for your energy body.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
A daily dose of energy medicine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got some tools for boosting creativity. What other practical applications does the book dive into?
Another area where energy healing can be incredibly helpful is with improving sleep.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it.
Right, we all need more sleep.
I feel like I could sleep for a week and still be tired.
Exactly. Sleep is essential for restoring our energy on all levels. And Lee suggests that a chakra balancing meditation before bed can do wonders for calming the mind and promoting deeper, more restful sleep.
Okay, chakra balancing meditation before bed. I'm intrigued. What does that involve?
Basically, you just lie down, get comfortable, and visualize each chakra as a spinning wheel of light, starting with the root chakra and moving all the way up to the crown chakra at the top of your head.
Okay.
And you just visualize each chakra glowing brightly and spinning smoothly.
Like tucking your energy body in for the night.
Exactly. You're creating this sense of harmony and balance before you drift off to sleep. And it's not just about the chakras. The book also recommends doing some gentle stretches before bed or practicing a relaxation technique like progressive muscle relaxation to release any physical tension that might be interfering with sleep.
So it's a very holistic approach.
Sure.
You're addressing both the energetic and the physical aspects of sleep.
Exactly.
I like that. It's not just like woo-woo visualizations.
Right.
It incorporates practical relaxation techniques as well.
Exactly. It's about finding what works for you and creating a personalized sleep routine that supports your well-being on all levels.
Okay, I'm sold on the sleep routine. What other areas does the book cover? I'm ready for more practical energy healing magic.
Okay, well, how about managing stress and anxiety?
Oh, yes, please. I think we could all use a little help in that department.
Right. Stress is like a constant in our modern world.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
So the book emphasizes the importance of grounding techniques for calming the nervous system and restoring a sense of inner peace.
Grounding techniques. Mm-hmm. I've heard of those, but I'm not really sure what they are.
Well, it's basically about connecting with the Earth's energy, which is naturally calming and grounding.
Okay.
One of the simplest ways to do this is to walk barefoot on the Earth. Have you ever tried that?
You know, I haven't. I always feel a little weird about taking my shoes off outside.
Yeah.
But I do love being in nature. It always helps me feel better.
Yeah, and that's a great starting point. Even just being in nature, feeling the breeze on your skin, the sun on your face, listening to the birds sing, all of that can be incredibly grounding. And if you can't get outside, the book suggests visualizing roots growing from your feet into the ground,
Okay.
even while you're sitting at your desk or on the train.
I like that. A little mental vacation to
Exactly.
reconnect with the earth. So, are there other grounding techniques that the book recommends?
Yeah, there's a simple breathing exercise where you imagine inhaling calming, grounding energy from the earth
Okay.
and exhaling any stress or tension that you're holding. It's amazing how just a few minutes of conscious breathing can really shift your energy.
Yeah, I can see how that would be really helpful. Okay, so we've got grounding techniques, breathing exercises. What about essential oils?
Oh, yeah, essential oils are great for stress relief too.
They are. I'm a big fan of essential oils.
Lee also talks about using essential oils in the book. Oils like lavender and chamomile are known for their calming and grounding properties. And she even provides recipes for creating your own aromatherapy blends tailored to different needs.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so we've got grounding techniques, breathing exercises, and essential oils for managing stress and anxiety. I'm already feeling more relaxed just thinking about it.
I know, me too.
What else does Lay cover in terms of practical applications?
Well, the book also explores how energy healing can be used to improve relationships.
Relationships. That's an interesting one. I wouldn't immediately think of energy healing as a tool for improving relationships. But now that you mention it, it makes sense. We're all energetic beings,
All right.
right? And those energies definitely interact in relationships.
Exactly. And the book emphasizes the importance of maintaining healthy, energetic boundaries
Okay.
to avoid feeling drained or overwhelmed in your interactions with others.
Energetic boundaries? What does that mean? Like setting limits on how much time you spend with someone or being more assertive about your needs?
It can be that, but it's also about being mindful of your own energy field and protecting it from negativity. So the book suggests visualizing a protective shield around your aura, especially in situations where you might feel energetically vulnerable, like being in a crowded place or dealing with someone's particularly demanding.
So, like creating an energetic barrier to prevent yourself from absorbing other people's negativity?
Exactly.
That makes sense. I can see how that would be useful.
That's it.
So, are there other energy healing techniques that can be applied to relationships?
Yeah, the book provides tips for clearing negativity from past relationships, like cord-cutting visualizations where you imagine severing energetic ties that no longer serve you.
Cord-cutting visualizations. That sounds intense.
It can be, but it's a way of releasing old emotional baggage and creating space for healthier, more balanced connections.
Interesting. So, are there other techniques that Lee suggests for improving our interactions with others?
Yeah, she also recommends a loving kindness meditation
Okay.
where you send well wishes and positive energy to people you care about or even to those you're having difficulty with.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
It's a really powerful practice for cultivating compassion and understanding.
Yeah, and it's a good reminder that we're all interconnected.
Right, exactly.
So, it's important to be mindful of the energy we're putting out into the world.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered creativity, sleep stress, and relationships. Is there anything else we can use energy healing for?
The book also explores how energy healing can be used to connect with your intuition and develop your spiritual awareness.
Well, that's one of the things I was most curious about. I've always been fascinated by intuition, you know, that inner knowing that guides us.
Yeah, Lay describes intuition as our inner compass. You know, it
Yeah.
guides us towards what's best for our highest good.
I like that. But sometimes I feel like my intuition is really quiet. It's like I can't hear it over all the noise of everyday life.
Right. Well, that's where energy healing comes in. Practices like meditation, chakra balancing, grounding can help quiet the mind and create space for those intuitive insights to emerge.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like by clearing out all the clutter, we can actually hear our intuition more clearly.
Exactly. And the book also suggests keeping a journal to record your dream synchronicities and any intuitive nudges you receive throughout the day.
This is about paying attention to those little whispers of your soul,
Yes.
the hints and hunches that we often ignore.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. What else does Lee suggest for developing our intuition?
Well, she also explores the concept of connecting with spirit guides or angels, suggesting that these benevolent beings can offer us support and guidance on our journey.
Spirit guides and angels. Okay, so now we're getting into like deeper spiritual territory.
We are. It's a more advanced concept, but it highlights this idea that we're not alone on this journey. You know, there are unseen forces both within us and around us that are available to help us.
Okay, so it's about being open to the possibility of receiving guidance and support from the spiritual realm.
Exactly. And the book even includes a simple meditation for connecting with your spirit guides.
Oh, wow.
Where you visualize a safe and sacred space where you can meet with them and communicate with them.
That's beautiful. Okay, so we covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. From using energy healing to enhance creativity and improve sleep, to managing stress, strengthening relationships, and connecting with our intuition. It's amazing how widely applicable these concepts are.
I know, it's really fascinating.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I have to ask about something that's been on my mind. What about the impact of technology on our energy field?
Ah, yes. That's a very relevant question.
Right. We're constantly surrounded by technology these days. Mm. Smartphones, laptops, Wi-Fi signals, all of it.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, but I've definitely noticed how draining it can be to spend too much time online.
Oh, absolutely. Technology can definitely have an impact on our energy.
So it's not just in my head?
No, not at all. Lee actually addresses this in the book.
She does. Okay, good. I was hoping she would.
Yeah. She acknowledges that we live in a world that's saturated with technology and that this can have a subtle but significant impact on our energy.
Okay. So what does she say about it?
Well, she suggests that prolonged exposure to these technologies can deplete our energy, disrupt our sleep, and even contribute to feelings of anxiety and overwhelm.
That makes sense. It's like our energy fields are constantly bombarded with information and stimulation.
Exactly.
And it's hard to find that sense of peace and quiet.
Right. It's like our nervous systems never get a break.
So what can we do about it? How can we protect our energy in this tech-saturated world?
Well, Lee recommends creating technology-free zones in your home, like the bedroom, to give your energy field a chance to rest and recharge. It's also a good idea to set limits on your screen time, especially in the hours before bed.
Okay, so like creating some boundaries around technology use.
Exactly.
That makes sense. And what about grounding? Does grounding help with that?
Absolutely. Grounding is essential for counteracting the ungrounding effects of technology.
Okay.
So, you know, getting out in nature, walking barefoot on the earth, doing those grounding visualizations we talked about earlier, all of those things can help to restore balance and harmony to your energy field.
Right. It's about finding ways to balance our technological world with our natural need for energetic connection and harmony.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm really starting to see how important those grounding practices are. Because we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dives. Creativity, sleep, stress, relationships, intuition, and even the impact of technology on our energy. I feel like we've learned so much.
I know. It's been a really interesting exploration.
I'm feeling really inspired and empowered to take charge of my own energy.
That's wonderful.
And I love that the book gives us so many practical tools that we can actually use.
Yeah. The key is to find what resonates with you.
Right.
And to approach this journey with an open mind and a sense of playfulness.
Absolutely. Experiment, explore, and discover what works for you. All right. So we're back and we've covered like the energy body and all those practical techniques. But Lee's book also delves into some concepts that are a little bit, maybe a little less mainstream, a little more unconventional, should we say?
Yeah, a little more out there for some people.
Yeah, but I think that's what makes it so fascinating.
I agree.
So what kind of unconventional concepts are we talking about here?
Well, one that I think is particularly interesting is distant healing.
Distant healing.
Okay.
So like sending healing energy to someone who's not physically present.
Exactly.
Is that even possible?
Well, according to Lei, yes. And she explains that from an energetic perspective, distance isn't really a barrier. You know, energy isn't bound by time or space.
Right.
So it's possible to direct healing vibrations to anyone, anywhere with focused intention.
Okay. But how does that actually work? Like, can you really just think good thoughts at someone and have it affect them miles away?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that. Leah emphasizes that the recipient's willingness to receive the healing energy plays a role. It's not about forcing energy on someone,
right,
but rather holding a space of healing for them, sending positive intentions their way with their consent.
Okay, so it's more about creating a supportive energetic field for the person.
Exactly.
Rather than like directing energy at them like a laser beam or something.
Right. It's about creating a connection, a bridge of energy infused with love and compassion.
Okay. I can see how that could be powerful.
Yeah.
Even if you're not sure if it's really working on an energetic level,
yeah,
just sending those good vibes out there has got to be a good thing.
Exactly. And it really speaks to this idea that we're all interconnected. You know, even if we're physically separated, our energy can still connect and interact.
Right. Which brings us to another really fascinating concept that Lee explores in the book, the power of intention.
Yes, intention is huge in energy healing. It's the driving force behind all the techniques and practices we've been talking about. It's not just about going through the motions. It's about the energy and the consciousness you bring to those practices.
So like if I'm doing a chakra balancing meditation,
it's
not enough to just visualize the chakras spinning.
Yeah.
I need to really focus my intention on creating balance and harmony.
Exactly. You're giving your energy a direction,
okay,
a purpose.
So intention is like setting the GPS for your energy.
I love that analogy.
Yes.
You're telling it where you want to go.
Okay.
And what you want to create.
And the more clarity and focus you bring to that intention, the more powerful it's going to be.
Absolutely. And Lee suggests setting clear intentions before each energy healing session, whether it's for self-healing, distant healing, or even for manifesting abundance or attracting positive experiences into your life.
Okay, so this applies to all sorts of things, not just energy healing. Like if I'm setting a goal or starting a new project, having that clear intention behind it can really make a difference.
Totally. Intention is a powerful tool for creating the life you want.
Now, Lee takes this concept of intention even further, and she talks about its application to global issues. You know, she suggests that if we can collectively focus our intentions on peace healing, positive change, we can actually shift the energetic landscape of the planet.
It's a big idea.
It is.
But it aligns with that principle of interconnectedness we were talking about earlier. You know, if our thoughts and intentions can impact individuals, why not the collective consciousness?
So even if we feel like tiny drops in a vast ocean, our individual intentions can still contribute to a larger wave of positive change.
Exactly. The book encourages us to participate in global meditations for peace, to visualize a world where harmony and sustainability prevail, to use our energy to contribute to a positive shift in the collective consciousness.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as taking a few minutes each day to meditate and send out positive vibes could actually make a difference in the world.
Right. And even if we can't see the immediate impact,
right,
we're still contributing to that collective energy.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into energy healing, what would you say to someone who's just starting to explore this path? What are your final takeaways?
I would say approach it with an open mind and a sense of curiosity.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to experiment with different techniques and see what resonates with you. You know, there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's about finding what works for you and incorporating it into your life in a way that feels good.
And I think it's important to remember that even if some of these concepts seem a little out there, there's no harm in trying them out.
Right. What have you got to lose?
You might be surprised at the positive impact that energy healing can have on your life, your relationships, and even the world around you.
It's about tapping into that power that already resides within you. You know, that innate healing capacity that we all have.
It's been such a fascinating conversation. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
And I'm really excited to keep exploring this path.
Me too.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into energy healing. And until next time, stay curious, stay open, and stay connected to that energy of infinite possibility that surrounds us all.